You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry, and I'm here with Paula Hawkins. There's a book called A Girl on a Train. That's an awesome movie and all that other stuff. And I'm sitting here and thinking, well, Stanley, actually. This someone with Zimbabwean origins who's gone out and conquered the world.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Now, tell us about putting together the book, A Girl on a Train.
Well, I wrote it in a year. I had been writing some other novels that I wrote under a different name, like chiclet novels, and then they didn't do very well, and I was very miserable and very depressed, and I came up with this idea about this lonely alcoholic woman who sees something shocking on her train commute, and she becomes embroiled in this mystery. And it just, the voice just really came to me, and it just kind of took off from there.
So, what was the inspiration by it? Were you on a train, lonely and having a drink?
I wasn't having a drink. I thought about this idea of seeing something for the train, because I used to do this commute in London, and my train broke down all the time, and I'd sit right outside these houses, and you could see into people's living rooms, into their kitchens, and I was always like sitting there hoping something interesting was going to happen, and nothing interesting ever happened. But I started wondering what you would do if you like witnessed something. So that was kind of the germ of the idea, and then it was that very rear window thing, you know, somebody witnesses something and they don't know exactly what they've seen. So it started from a journey, and the alcoholism thing, I just wanted somebody who had a memory problem, and obviously, you know, drinking messes with your memory, so it was important for me that she couldn't really remember what she'd done, and, you know, she had this messed up sense of guilt and responsibility.
As you're writing it, is any part of you thinking this could become a movie?
No, not really. I don't really write like that. I mean, there are bits of it that I knew were cinematic, because this is the train thing. Trains are very cinematic. But yeah, no, that's not really how I write. It was a real surprise to me that it was optioned so early and made so soon, because it was published in 2015. The film's out in 2016. That's like mad. Never happens. Yeah. So it was great, but I never imagined that any of this would happen. It's a complete shock, all of it.
A girl from Zimbabwe doing this. How much does your background coming from your influence your writing?
Well, I mean, in this book, it's a very English book, but what there is I moved from Harare to London when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anyone in London. I was really lonely. I used to take the train into my school, and I used to sit there a bit like, I mean, I wasn't drinking, but I had the sense of being an outsider, and I didn't know anyone, and I was disconnected, and so there's all those feelings from that time that have kind of gone into the book. But yeah, obviously it's also very English, but definitely that feeling of being an outsider and watching people, I think that's what a lot of writers do. You kind of stand back from everyone, and I think when you've lived somewhere and then you're completely uprooted and taken somewhere else, and that sort of, that helps in that kind of way of being and way of seeing things.
Okay, and finally, what comes next, and where can people find more about what you're doing?
I'm just finishing my second novel, which will be out in May. It's called Into the Water, and it'll be in bookshops, I assume. I'm on Twitter. You can find me on social media, and I hope to be back in Zimbabwe again soon.
Awesome. And I knew I'd say almost done, but how was your you've been back in Zimbabwe just a bit.
Yeah.
How was your experience been?
Really great so far. I mean, it's wonderful to be back here. It's really exciting. It's a lovely time of year to be here. I'm enjoying the rain.
Okay. Enjoy the rain, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
All right, cheers.
Okay, bye.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com